Hi, Jose.
Yeah.
Hi, Jose. Thank you for calling back. what are you thinking?
I would say, because we had to ask you if you do 249, you said yes.
Oh, that's right.
Remember,
I did say that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to notate that, but I can do 249. Absolutely.
Okay, and then, the question on the website is, how are you guys created to using my pictures or using pictures off the internet?
So we can absolutely use your pictures, Jose. If you don't have any pictures, we can use stock photos until you get photos. But we always...
I got pictures, but...
Okay, yeah, then we would use your pictures. So through the reporting dashboard that you get, you can send in those photos. You can also email them to us as well.
Okay.
Okay. So...
did you say there was Google and Meta advertising?
Yes, uh-huh. So just to kind of break it all down again, Jose, so it's for the first page of the map section for up to 15 keyword phrases. You would get Facebook ads. You would get up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We would get your company on Bing's first page and then get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. Now, the program also does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see everything on the back end going on with your account, all the, you know, keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So you'll be able to see everything going on with your account.
Okay, and then
the website.
So what address will, am I able to, because I don't want to put my home address on there. That's what's listed on the business.
So on Google, we can hide your address. Now, just to be 100% clear, all the directory listings, like the 60 directory listings, there are some of them we can hide your address on, but some of them require you to show your address. So, but on
okay.
Google itself, like on your Google business profile, we can absolutely hide your address on there.
Okay. No, because I can always get a UPS store box. A PO box, which it has a physical address.
I have one of those too. I know what you're talking about.
And it's got a suite number on it. So maybe I can get one of those.
Okay. Well, so for Google, for the Google, again, we can hide your address on the Google business profile. I would suggest that the UPS address for the directory listing, but Google actually needs to mail a postcard to your address in order to verify that you have, a home, that even if it's not like
yeah.
a brick and mortar, that you have a home. So they won't Google itself, they won't let you use even UPS, but for the directory listings, you can absolutely use UPS. That's totally fine.
Okay.
So just as long as it's an address, it just, you know, Google actually can verify even if it's a UPS, right? You know, like, I don't know if you ever tried to get, any of those COVID tests, like through the government, but they wouldn't let you use UPS. You know, because there's just some things that actually verify UPS, even though it's an actual address. So Google is one of those things that does that.
Okay.
So it just for the Google, but again, on the Google business profile itself, we can actually hide that. And the majority of the directory listings that have to show your address are not actually places that people go. That's just more to create relevancy for your company online. So, we could still use the UPS address. That's totally fine.
Okay. And
okay.
then, so,
so
say how do, as far as signing up, how does that work?
Okay, so just to kind of break that all down for you, Jose, so I would go ahead and set you up with payment, get some basics about your company. Then I'm going to go ahead and get you a client interview. The client interview will be for, you know, tomorrow or Monday, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get what's called a reporting dashboard as well as a directory submission. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you the Google Business Profile as well as the mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'd get the Facebook ads up and running as well as the website. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead. So now, did you have any questions before I start getting you set up?
No.
Okay. So now, Jose, do you have a middle initial?
Yes, R.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Dunhill.
How do you spell it?
What was that?
How do you spell your last name?
So it's C as in car, Apple, Zebra, Apple, Robert, Edward, Seth.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's C-A-R, right?
No, C-A, so it's car, Apple, Zebra, Apple,
okay.
Robert,
uh-huh.
Edward, Sam.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's Carrez, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the best email for you, Jose, it's going to be the platinumpaversca@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the best address for you is going to be the 12905 Frederick Street?
No, it's 1507 Susan Street.
Okay. And that's Moreno Valley?
No, Belmont.
Oh, Belmont. Okay. And then the zip code is 92223, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to get some basics here about your company, Jose. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I mean, it could be 7 to 6 or 7 to 5. I mean, or 7 to 6 is fine.
And then, is this, and like, this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then, what are your hour, so do you have any proof of licensing and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And then, now anything I'm going to mention is going to be included, Jose. It's not going to cost anything additional. But do you have, a logo or do you want us to create you one?
No, I have one.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then now, would you at all be interested in something called a call tracking number? Essentially, this is a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. Jose, this kind of helps to eliminate any spam calls or any other marketing calls. It does come with an app as well. So it's completely optional and included. Would that be something that you'd be interested in?
The only thing I do, I already have one through Yelp, so it'd be kind of like, I know I do,
okay.
I do have a number on Yelp that gets directed to my cell phone.
Yeah, it's 848-3087 I see on here, on Yelp. So it would kind of be like that, but on Google. And it does come with an app. Is that something that you're interested in?
I would say Yeah, that'll probably be good.
Okay. All right. So I'll text you over the application for it, Jose. It's very easy. All you do is fill in your phone number, email, and name. Just have that ready for your client interview. Okay.
Okay.
So now, and you do have a Facebook business profile, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find that real quick here. So do you pay for Yelp? Like, do you pay for leads through Yelp or something?
Yeah, but it's not a high, it's just on a, it's a low fee, monthly fee.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, are you paying for, so you're not paying for leads then, you're just paying for, like, to have a higher ranking or something?
No, it's for, pretty much just for, say if they go and they make a phone call, and that's when I get charged through their lead system.
Okay. And how's that been going? Have you gotten some good jobs?
It's been good.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, and then, do you have a domain name at all, or?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. And
the
then,
thing with the website, am I able to say does that have email where it's like info, like say, and then add the website name or no?
The email you can absolutely attach to the website, but I'm not sure exactly what you mean. So if you want to make the domain
say once the website's created, and does it have, am I able to create a email for it? But like say, like for example, if it was like Jose at platinumpavers.net, whatever. Or like info.
Yeah, so that would be something that you could do through like Google Workspace. We do have something like that. But it just costs extra. I'm not exactly too sure how much that would cost. You would have to talk to them about that in your client interview, about setting something up like that if you'd like. I'm pretty sure it's not that much more. It's like probably like $20-$30 more, something like that. I absolutely have no idea though, so don't hold me to that number, but I'm pretty sure that it's not that much more. Just talk to them about that in your client interview if that's something you're interested in. Okay.
So who's going to be giving me a call? Google or?
So we would be giving you a call for your client interview. In fact, I was going to set that up right now. So, let me go ahead and set that up. Are you more available, Jose, tomorrow or Monday?
I would say Monday will probably be better.
Okay. Okay. And are you more available in the mornings, the afternoons, the evenings?
Morning will be good.
Okay, so Monday is the 23rd. So we're pretty open on Monday. Do you want to do 8 a.m.?
Let's do 9, be on the same side.
Okay. Okay, so, Jose, it's going to be from 9 to 10. The whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. So they also are going to go ahead and, let's see here. So they're going to be calling you from the 877 number. I'm going to text you all this information about the number that they're calling from, but just look out for their phone call between that time. Okay. Now the services you're offering, just to start with just a couple, obviously you're doing concrete work, right? Paving in the name, right?
Pavers. Pavers.
Uh-huh.
And then we do
turf as well, drainage, so it's multiple. Grading, demolition.
Okay, and do you do, like, masonry?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and they'll get more extensive keywords from you in your client interview, so...
Okay,
so now for billing, Jose, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
And the billing address is the 1507 Susan Street, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
It's 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Uh-huh.
4669.
Mm-hmm.
3334.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0923.
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back.
583.
Okay. All right, so, Jose, I'm going to run and process payment for the 249. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll go ahead and rephrase the question. So it's, Jose, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Platinum Pavers and Concrete.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Casares, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Jose, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, Jose, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubt about who might be calling, just ask them this question. So it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
So the first one would be Lopez.
Okay, mother's maiden name is Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you just choose one of those. So you want to do that one?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Trying to input it here. Okay, so now, Jose, now do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
What does that mean?
So just if we email or call you or... you know, whatever. Just get back to us within 24 hours.
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. So now, Jose, also, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So essentially what this means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So now, Jose, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of January 19th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 19th of the month in the amount of $249. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So now that's all done. So let me go ahead and do this. So now, Jose, you should have gotten a couple of text messages just now. Do you see one that says, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So now, Jose, if you could do me a favor and open up that link. It says my Local Splash terms. Okay. So now this is everything that we discussed in writing. You can absolutely take your time, look this over. If you have any questions, just let me know. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name with your middle initial, no period, and press confirm signature. Let me know when you're all done with
that. Okay. Well, let me, I mean, I can do that, say, because I just showed up to a customer's house.
Okay.
But,
well, so it would just take a minute. I mean, you want me to kind of go over it with you? It's essentially you're getting the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submissions, the landing page, the Facebook ads. Then, like I said, Workspace, Google Ads, and Google Guaranteed, those are all something separate. You're getting the advanced reporting and the live client support. So that would be everything that...
Okay, then, so do I need to create a username and password?
Oh, so you already signed it? That was quick.
Yes.
So you're going to get the login credentials for that, Jose, within 5 to 7 business days. So that's for your reporting dashboard. So we are almost done. Just the last thing is I'm going to send you a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. I'm going to send you my extension and phone number again. So that you have that. So if you ever have any questions at any given time, you can absolutely give me a call. You know, if you need something escalated, you have a question, whatever it may be, please feel free to reach out. Otherwise, look out for that phone call on Monday between 9 and 10. It'll be from the 877 number. So I just suggest to save that in your phone. Okay? Otherwise, you're good to go.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Jose, I appreciate it. I'm excited to get you started with your marketing. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.